قالت الصحف.
تحت عنوان شافيز يتحدى الغضب الأمريكي ويزور العراق، كتبت فاينانشال تايمز أن الرئيس الفنزويلي أوغو شافيز وصل يوم الخميس إلى العراق.
Syria Today, a weekly program that covers the most important informational activities in Syria in a week. Syria Today, prepared and presented by Ghazi Arabi.
The Palestinian peace track seizes front pages space with titles on Arafat's call off of his promised date for declaring the inception of a Palestinian state. The papers have reports on Russia's current Middle East tour to arrange for another Palestinian-Israeli summit. The papers highlight an all-Arab stress on international legitimacy as the basics of peace versus Israel's intransigent anti-peace standing. Sanctions busting by Iraq holds reasonable peace space on the Baghdad airport. Reports to the international flights today, a French airliner will touch up the airport to make next month. On the plate will be chartered by advocates of lifting the sanctions on Iraq. The advocates include many French top figures who are determined to bust these sanctions. The papers say, in quoting a French foreign ministry spokesman, that the flight to come not necessarily violate the UN decisions, adding the air embargo on Iraq does not legally exist anyway. The reports recall a flight to Baghdad recently made by an Italian plane carrying on board a number of European activists opposed to the sanctions. The sunk Russian nuclear submarine appears on the front pages with CIA reports saying that there are no traces of life inside the ill-fated submarine, Kursk, and all attempts to intercept signals from it have failed. Total silence is the only reply received, which means that all Kursk's 118 crew have died of suffocation on the Barts seabed. Oil soaring prices have reached 32 a drum. The papers see and the new upsurge as a success by the Hawks in resisting the US presence. And that was a look at the press issue today.